Well, it was on this day in 1846 that the planet Neptune was discovered.
What year?
1846.
Jeez Louise. Right.
I know. Yeah.
Very good.
So Neptune is the eighth and farthest known planet orbiting the sun. It's more than 30 times as far from the sun as the Earth.
Wow.
And it takes about 165 years for Neptune to orbit the sun.
165 years?
Yeah. So in 2011, Neptune completed its first full orbit since its discovery.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very nice.
It's the fourth largest planet in the solar system by diameter and is 17 times the mass of Earth.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wowie.
Being composed primarily of gases and liquids, it has no well-defined solid surface, but it is thought to have a rocky core at its center.
Mm.
Neptune is an ice giant composed of hydrogen, helium, and ices like water, ammonia, and methane. And the methane is what makes the planet appear blue.
Mm.
Yeah. Neptune's upper atmosphere temperature averages about negative 353 degrees Fahrenheit.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Pack a coat.
Making it one of the coldest places in the solar system.
I'll say.
Yeah. Neptune is also our solar system's windiest planet.
Oh, you're kidding.
The winds whip clouds of frozen methane across the planet at speeds of more than 1,200 miles per hour.
Gosh, we were talking about toupees earlier. You would need extra strong toupee glue.
Yeah.
1,200 mile an hour winds?
Yeah, yeah. Even Earth's most powerful winds hit only about 250 miles per hour.
That's nuts.
Yeah. Neptune is so far from the sun that the warm light we see here on Earth is roughly 900 times as bright as sunlight on Neptune. So it's cold, it's dark, and it's windy. And
sounds awful.
I don't think you're going to find human life up there at all.
No,
I don't think so.
And if it does, it's very depressed.
Yeah.
Probably.
One day on Neptune takes about 16 hours.
Oh, there's a plus.
So, yeah. Neptune's axis of rotation is similar to the Earth's. So that means that Neptune experiences seasons just like we do. However, since its year is so long, each of the four seasons lasts for over 40 years.
Okay, well, what's summer like? Because the temperatures and the description has been terrible so far.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know.
Okay.
Neptune is not visible to the unaided eye, and it's the only planet in the solar system that was not initially observed by direct empirical observation.
Hmm.
Galileo recorded Neptune as a fixed star during observations with his small telescope in 1612 and 1613. But more than 200 years later, it became the first planet located through mathematical predictions rather than through regular observations of the sky.
That blows my mind.
I know. It's people that are way smarter than I will ever be.
Mathematically, you can find
you
where
can
a planet is.
Figure out where the planet is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's unreal.
And astronomers decided to name it after the Roman god of the sea, following the established tradition of naming other planets after mythological figures.
Mm.
The planet's intense blue color also made the name seem fitting, right? Because the god of the sea, right?
Yeah. Right.
So Neptune is circled by six rings and has 16 known moons. Triton is its largest moon and was discovered just 17 days after the planet itself was discovered. Triton is extremely cold with surface temperatures around negative 391 degrees.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. And yet, despite this deep freeze at Triton, Voyager 2, which is one of the spacecraft that flew past it, that they discovered geysers spewing icy material upward into the atmosphere more than 5 miles on Triton. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Awful place.
The planet's distance from Earth gives it a small apparent size, and its distance from the sun renders it very dim, making it challenging to study with Earth-based telescopes. Only the advent of the Hubble Space Telescope and of large ground-based telescopes with adaptive optics allowed for detailed observations. Neptune was visited by Voyager 2, which flew by the planet on August 25th of 1989, and that's the only spacecraft that has ever visited Neptune.
It's a long way away.
It is a long way away, yeah. There is ongoing interest and conceptual work toward future Neptune exploration, although no missions are currently approved due to the high costs, technological challenges, and competing priorities like going to Mars and other outer planet moons. There is a proposed mission concept, though, the Neptune Triton Explorer, which aims to study both Neptune and its moon Triton in the 2040s.
Oh, the 2040.
So
okay.
We'll see if that happens.
I could live to see
you
that.
You could, absolutely.
Could very well live to see that. Okay. All right, you picked out a record to go along with Neptune, did you, Sarah?
Yeah, so I thought we'd play Cold as Ice by Foreigner.
Because it is.
Because it is.
Way colder.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sarah. Foreigner, Cold as Dice on Legends 102.7. Sarah, do remind us why. Why did we display the records?
Well, because we were talking about the ice giant Neptune.
Yeah.
Because it was discovered on this day in 1846.
You got to recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. Neptune is the only planet located through mathematical prediction.
It's the windiest planet in the solar system.
And it takes about 165 years for Neptune to orbit the sun.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Lots of facts about the blue planet. Love it. If folks want to learn more about Neptune, Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my Wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
It is all up there for sure. Plus, you can catch this unfolding every day on Facebook. You can also see our peanut butter pie sometimes in the studio sitting right here. Facebook every day at 4:10. And then catch the archives of YouTube. Go to YouTube, search out Sarah's Wiki Corner for the channel. And you'll see all the archives right there. And you're back tomorrow at 4:10 with a brand new episode.
Oh, I sure am.
Looking forward to it. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Traffic, weather, more on the way. The legendary Drive at 5 at 5 o'clock. Something you want to hear on the Drive at 5? Now's your chance. 222-4000 by phone and by texts.